Hans smiled and reached up to slap him on the shoulder.
Don't worry about that, big fella, he said. After all the trouble we had smuggling supplies in during the Mando siege, Luke and me set up a secret entrance. We can drop you at the other end of the evacuation route. It won't be fast going in, but it'll get you into the lower levels with no problem.
Speaking of problems, Leia said, eager to change the subject before Alana decided she had to go with Basil. I see a lot of Jedi here still being briefed. I thought they would be inside the temple fighting by now.
Saba nodded.
This one, too. The shields are not yet down. The blast doors are still closed.
Our first wave of attackers ran into a Sith ambush, Mirax explained. We haven't been able to insert the rest of the company. Leia's stomach went hollow. How bad was the ambush?
Bad, Saba replied. We lost 10 knights so far.
But Luke and Jaina escaped the initial attack, Mirax added. We're sure of that. Ben, too.
Leia did not sense any grief in Mirax's voice, so she felt comfortable asking,
Corrin and your children, too?
Mirax nodded.
They're okay, the last time they checked in.
But no one else remains,
Saba added.
Master Skywalker and his team are alone.
You're telling me there are 6 Jedi in there on their own?
Han demanded.
Against 4,000 Sith?
Leia could feel how frightened Han was growing, and she understood why. Jaina was their last surviving child, and the thought of losing her, and Luke too, was almost more than she could bear.
And you aren't doing anything about it?
Han continued.
This one is doing something, Captain Solo,
Saba said.
She is obeying orders. Master Skywalker has told her he needs more time to open the blast doors.
And if that doesn't happen,
Han demanded,
you could be waiting for...
Then they go in the hard way, Mirax said, putting a little Durasteel in her voice. But you know as well as I do that that has to be a last resort. If we start lobbing Baradium bombs into the Jedi Temple, no one has control over who gets killed.
Mirax's stern tone and good sense seemed to bring Han back to his senses. He fell silent for a moment, then spoke in a calmer tone.
Okay. You gotta wait for Luke. When it comes to long shots, nobody is better than him. But 6 against 4,000 is pretty bad. Why don't we use the evacuation tunnel and send in a little help?
The entrances are in the Undercity, yes?
Saba asked.
That is fine for the lower levels, but it would take days to fight up into the main part of the temple. We would lose too many Jedi Knights.
And we don't have days, Mirax said. Admiral Boatu's troops don't have the fuel or ammunition to continue their assault that long. Nor is that the only problem,
Leia said, recalling the Admiral in command of the Regal Task Force.
Nek Boatu can't keep the rest of the military sidelined forever. Sooner or later, the Sith imposters in the officer corps will start convincing their subordinates to ignore the Admiral's order. Then they'll start bringing their assets into action around the temple.
Leia saw Han's hand close in a fist and knew she was getting through to him. When he felt helpless, he started to look for soft walls to punch. Unfortunately, he wasn't going to find any in an Undercity industrial hangar. She took his arm.
Han, I just don't think there's any way we can help them, she said. If Luke and the others can't get those blast doors open, then their only chance will be to escape before the Baradium drops.
Han tensed, as though he had found his wall, then glanced at Alana and merely lowered his chin.
Yeah, I know.
There was more resignation than resentment in his voice, but the resentment was there.
They're Jedi. They're on their own.
Han had barely finished speaking before Alana stepped to his side.
They're not just any Jedi, Dad. They're 2 of the best masters ever, and they've got 4 really good Jedi to back them up. And that means they're going to be okay.
She took his big hand in hers, then added,
Trust me.